Good morning. 7:27 a.m., November the 30th, 2016. God, it's cold. It is. It's in the teens. It's 18. It might be as high as 20. It may be as high as 20 by the time I get back. That was 16 when I got up. It's cold. But it's a beautiful morning, sunset, clear skies, clear sailing. I haven't got much going on today, I don't believe. I may have more than I think. I've got some extra taxi duty to do today. Breakfast. I'm thinking about breakfast. The question I always ask myself, what am I thinking about? What am I thinking about? Well, I'm thinking about breakfast. because I'm hungry. So, writing. Got to do some writing today. Did some writing yesterday. Got to do some more today. I got to get this book done. This is silly. And today, unless I've messed it up, today is every day this month that I have walked and talked. So, if there's one thing that I can thank the bullet journal for, it's keeping my string alive. Alive, alive, alive. Yes, it is still alive. There's actually one blue day where the file didn't take. But other than that, I talked every day this month too, which is probably why I'm running out of things to say. I have a lot I'm thinking about. There's a lot that I could say, but I don't want to say. I don't want to get into politics. I don't want to get into social media lunacy. I don't want to get into I don't want to get into ignorance. There's enough people exhibiting ignorance. I don't need to talk about it. It's demoralizing. It's disappointing. Aggravating. My meditation is going well. Let's talk about something that's actually working. Besides the walking, which is yay, full month. The meditation is going well. I did spring for Headspace. I looked at a couple of people sent suggestions. And I tried some apps. I tried Calm, which is one of them. And I couldn't deal with the voice. Couldn't deal with the guided voice. And their opening exercises were just way too small. And as far as I could tell, the only way to get through them was to go through them. I'm having the same trouble with there's a Zen tool that has the advantage of it reminds me every 24 hours, don't forget to meditate today. But again, it started out with 2 minutes or 3 minutes, I guess, and now I'm up to 4 minutes. It's like, okay, 4 minutes is ridiculously short. Now, when I started, I'll be the first to admit, when I started, the 10-minute exercises for Headspace felt very long. Now it's by the time I go through the opening exercises, by the time I get through the opening, checking in with the body and examining how I think and how I feel and the places in my body that hurt, the places in my body that don't hurt. And then do a few breathing exercises, it's over. The 10 minutes is gone. It's like, here we go. Eastward ho. I had to put my hood back. I was, the noise and pushing my head forward was causing my back to hurt, so now my ears are cold. But so the meditation is going well. I'm enjoying it. I sprung for the first year subscription. They sent me a Monk Post. They sent me a 25% off offer where they gave me 3 months free if I subscribe for a year. So it's basically chump change. I sprung for it. an early Christmas present to me. Later, I'll probably be sending myself more Christmas presents. But what I have to do is get this To Fire Called wrapped and published so that I can start 2017's cash flow. I have to also catch up with my wall calendar. I haven't been marking it on a wall calendar. I've been marking it in my journal. And today, the last day of the month, it's time for me to set up December. It's cold. Even with the fleece on my hairs, it is still cold. I do have enough body heat. Did I hit the mark post? I do have some body heat inside the jacket. I can feel the cold jacket shell every once in a while. But my core is not cold, it's my extremities. It's my nose and my ears. My legs are warm. I'm wearing my long johns. Freeze the nose hairs. My mustache is frozen to my face when I move my lips. It tugs on my cheeks. That's the problem with doing something so many days in a row, like doing the walk, and I get a quarter mile down the street and I can't remember if I hit the monk post or not. The idea that I would walk by it without doing it seems unlikely, but I really don't remember. Did I? Did I not? sun is up. It's so cold out that I'm not feeling it. Even when I put my face to it, I'm not feeling it. My face is that cold. A little bit. Mercy day. I was walking and talking. The self-care was one of the topics that came up with my therapist on Monday. And she calls it a chicken egg thing. It's fake it till you make it. Do I feel better because I'm walking? Or am I walking because I feel better? Clearly I feel better. If I look back to October, if I look back to September, even in the excitement of getting the new book out, I wasn't in as good a place then as I am now. And a large part of it is I'm doing the self-care thing. I'm doing the walking. I'm doing the journaling. The journaling is at once a feedback mechanism and a planning tool. So I can get to the end of the day and have something to celebrate. I can get to the end of the day and see I did accomplish something. It may not have been everything I wanted to accomplish. It may have only been the minimum for the day, but at least I did it. At least it was something. And there's always something to celebrate. Even if it's something dumb, like the other night it was made quiche. That was my celebration for the day, because the implication of the quiche was that rather than taking the easy way and grabbing fast food, I made a quiche. And it was yummy. It was good. It was probably no more difficult than fast food. And it was tasty. Wow, just barely 18 minutes. I was hurrying because I'm cold. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.